This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hello, D.
Hi, Daryl. That might be the greatest promo we've ever run in the history of this radio station.
Yeah.
When you know, want to know about the quarterback competition?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you.
I'm not telling you anything. Hey, that's fantastic.
First of all, I got to tell you, Jax played a little bit of different music. That was great walk-up music for you. I got to tell you, if you were, I'd expect a hit out of you if you were walking up to the plate right now, just so you know that. That okay. Walk-up music was awesome, by the way.
Might have to settle for a bunt single. But
that's,
okay.
No, hit by pitch. That's probably what would happen, Daryl. Let's be honest.
I'm not afraid to lean into one.
That's right. Because you
take one for the team.
That's how you are. All right, before we get into yesterday, I kind of want to dive back into an interview you did over the weekend with Chris Ronayne. What was your biggest takeaway from that about the stadium issue?
He's not faking it, and he's an immovable object.
Okay, what does that mean as far as getting
in other words, he really, really does not want this Brook Park thing to happen, and he is very firm in his convictions and his position on that.
And what happens if he loses?
He's not going to get invited to the groundbreaking.
That's about it.
He doesn't get a shovel to put in the ground.
I don't know. I don't want to speak for the Browns, but I don't know that I'd invite him, right?
No, why would you? It was interesting because we had the mayor of Brook Park on the next day.
I listened. Heard it. Nice job.
He was very, I don't think he is doing what's best for his constituents. That's what I think. Or his residents.
His city, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's doing his job.
Yeah, that's actually, isn't that amazing?
A politician doing his
job, yes.
I mean, it's not often an organization comes around and says, hey, we'd like to invest $2.2 billion in private dollars.
Your community.
Right.
Okay.
Twist my arm further, will you?
Go ahead.
Especially because there are a bunch of endorsements that came out this week in the last week and a half. For the dome that are all like...
New one just came in from the Fraternal Order of Police of Ohio. That just dropped today. I'll publish that letter
It was the building trades that put theirs out earlier this week. All these people are like...
Last week, yeah.
Now they're all behind the dome and they're all saying that. I just wonder, what was your feeling? Do you think Chris feels like he's winning or he's going to lose? That's at the end. I'm just being honest.
I think he feels like... I don't know if he feels like he's going to win,
right?
But I feel that he is very firm in opposing it. I'll say this. The one thing that shocked me in the hour-long conversation that I had with him was the fact that he said he's willing to spend what would essentially be probably twice the money to do the Burke Lakefront plan. In other words, spend $500 million on the existing stadium to limp this thing along until Burke became available in the mid-2030s, around 2035, 2036, right? And then you're talking a three-year-plus construction window out there, which does not include infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be willing to spend that because he feels that's good money to spend versus, you know, what it would be to do it now, and which is one of my chief arguments. You can get a dome now. Everybody's starting to build domes. It's an arms race around the NFL. This is where it's going. Whether you like it or you don't like it, that's the reality. And this is an opportunity for Cleveland to actually get out in front of something for a change instead of having to react to what everyone else is doing around the country and be last in line. You know, and you know, you've got Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Kansas City, Houston. Heck, they're talking about replacing their dome that opened in 2002 already because it needs so much work. You know, so you've got all these cities right now that are exploring putting up domes. The Jaguars, they're going to put a roof on top of their stadium. It's going to be a, you know, SoFi Southeast, so to speak. It'll be open air, but there's going to be a roof on the thing. And so when you talk about private investment, it's the largest private investment currently in the NFL in a stadium, other than what the Washington Commanders are pledging toward their new RFK site stadium that's going to have a roof on it. The public money that's being asked for, which now has dropped from 1.2, now it's down to a billion because the county is you know, not going to participate, and so the Browns have worked a way to make it work without the county. You know, what the Browns are asking for is pretty much in line with what's getting asked for around the country when you're talking about, you know, public dollars and the construct that they've come up with. Again, I still don't know if the Browns maths. We know what the folks in Columbus, the independent audit agencies, both for the governor and the state legislature, both of them have expressed concerns about the math. But the Browns believe that the bonds will pay for themselves with the complex. And if you can do that for the riverfront in downtown Cleveland, why can't you do that for the complex here? Because there's no guarantee that the riverfront's going to be just as successful to generate all that revenue. I don't know that there's enough people to buy $500,000 condos to live on the riverfront in Cleveland, yeah. Right? I don't know that. So I don't think that what the Browns have asked for is unreasonable. The fact that they're putting themselves on the line. Look, if the development flops, if the dome flops, guess what? The Browns have over $2 billion of their own skin in this game here, right? So, like, I think that's a part of the equation that people are missing. They're thinking that, you know, the Browns are out here asking for a free ride, and that is not the case.
You know, Daryl, the one thing that's weird to me about this is that it seems like it's become personal, and it should be anything but personal.
Yeah, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, Jeff, and I'm not going to lie to you. Those thoughts have crossed my mind. I just can't say that definitively. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can't either, but it feels
those thoughts
funny.
Have crossed my mind.
Yeah, it feels weird to me.
I
don't get it. OTAs?
If you can find 175 acres in downtown Cleveland, maybe the Browns will, you know, entertain that. The cost will go up because, you know, you got to do more with the building than what they're going to have to do by putting it in the ground in Brook Park. But, like, I looked at the post office. I went by there this week, and then when I was covering the Guardians game, I think it was Tuesday night, I went up to the upper deck, and I looked toward the post office. I took a picture. I actually put it on my X account, and I'm like, yeah, you ain't fitting a dome in there. Like, it's a tight fit. You might get the building in there, but that's all you're getting in there. So
clear something up for me.
Yeah.
Chris Ornane mentioned to you about Burke and in the 2030s. Has the county come up and given the Browns an option to build exactly what it is the Browns want to build, including all the extra development that they are planning to pay for on without public funds. Has an opportunity been presented to them to put all of that somewhere in the city of Cleveland? Because as far as I haven't heard of that, except perhaps the airport in 10, 15 years.
If you ask them, they'll say yes. I've not seen anything put on, you know, paper. Okay.
Yep.
I haven't seen anything legally binding there. You know, they have proposed that, yeah, you could do the Brook Park style project there in Burke. But again, here's the issue. That's 15 years down the road. Okay.
Yeah.
And even longer. The world can change significantly between now and then, right?
Sure.
In a lot of respects. And including the cost, which I am guesstimating myself, that the cost of the dome itself will be double. So instead of $2.4 billion, it's going to be $4.8 billion.
I was going to guess double as well, Daryl.
That does not include the cost of the development, okay? That does not include the hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in infrastructure work that has to be done. Because, oh, by the way, if you think getting to the Lakefront Stadium right now is a lot of fun, yeah, try getting to that Burke site.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, I think it's, what, North Marginal Road? That's the only way you can get to that is that one single road off of 55th or off of East 9th Street. That's it. So have fun with that. Whereas you look at Brook Park and the argument is, oh, you can't get to it. Yeah, you can. There's two interstates, a state route, actually technically two state routes. Angle Road is actually a state route. A lot of people don't know that. That was done when Ford built that plant out there years and years and years ago. You know, the Browns would like, you know, there's this narrative out there that they're going to, they're going to charge $160 to $170 to park. I've been told that's not true. Mm. There's this narrative out there that they don't want RTA connected to that complex because that's going to take money out of their pockets for charging for parking. I've been told that is blatantly false, that they do want an RTA connection to their complex.
Yeah, the mayor said that on during our interview with him, too.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, so there's some stuff out there that, you know, folks fighting against this that they're saying, and the Browns are just basically saying, yeah, that's not true.
Let me throw one other idea. So when you did talk to Chris the other day, how much money did he say he did have to spend on the stadium itself?
He didn't give me a dollar
But there
figure.
Is money. He has money from the county that he could spend in the stadium.
If it was built in downtown Cleveland, he would be willing to participate. I got him on the record to admit that. But because it's in Brook Park and because he feels that is a bad location and it should be for industrial support of the airport. Here's the funny thing. He did even say during the interview, you know, that he feels the Browns should keep the land out in Brook Park and put some hotels and some airports to support. And this is where I did make one fatal mistake in the interview, and I'll acknowledge this, that I didn't follow up on. I should have immediately said, well, you know, that's what the Browns are doing right now, right? That's exactly what they want to do. The only difference is there's going to be a dome stadium in the middle.
So here's an idea for Chris. I mean, if he really wants to get all these projects moving, I just kind of hit me while I'm sitting here. Why wouldn't they take that money then that he has allocated that he would like to use to rebuild that stadium for football, and instead of putting the soccer stadium across at the Gateway area, just retrofit the current stadium for soccer? They'd have more dates, and if it was successful, they could have more people down there than they do on the 15 dates that they have for football. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't.
Why wouldn't you retrofit that for soccer? Because soccer has way more games than the NFL does, especially if you've got men's and women's soccer. You then put yourself in a position to maybe get an MLS team.
Would you like to know why?
Yeah, why?
It's cheaper to tear it down and build a new soccer stadium than it is to probably retrofit the existing stadium into a soccer stadium.
I don't know.
It's not big enough for a soccer field.
Well, they've already played international.
It's not big enough for a soccer field.
But they've done it before. Like, we've had the national team play here before.
It's not...
The grass itself, I understand that it's too small, that I've heard that before too.
Yeah.
But if they wanted to put the money into it, just retrofit it, make the field bigger, and do what they did in Chicago. Lop off the first five rows of the top of the stadium. They did that in Chicago and rebuilt Comiskey.
Yeah,
if you really wanted to take your money and put your money where your mouth is and retrofit it to a useful stadium where they could have more than 15 dates
okay,
a year.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
To build the soccer stadium south of Gateway, I believe, and don't quote me on this figure, this is just off the top of my head, I think that the organization that's putting that project together, I believe they said the cost was around $50 million, okay? A retrofit of the existing stadium probably starts at $100 million.
NFL.
No. I'm talking about to retrofit the existing stadium, to downsize it.
To repurpose it.
Well, the Browns have already said all that. So why wouldn't you just do that? The Browns have already committed.
Because it's twice the money. It's stupid to spend twice the money on something. That's why.
But if you're going to build a stadium.
It's the whole reason,
we
just said.
Stop for a second and just listen.
I'm just telling you.
I'm not asking. I'm just saying, here's my point. If they've got money and they want to put it into a stadium and the county doesn't want to give it to the Browns, Why wouldn't they put it into another athletic endeavor that they could put more, you know, have more dates in? And if he's so hell-bent on having a stadium on the lakefront, you're right. The Browns, and you wrote this, that the Browns have committed to helping demolish that stadium, that they would still do it no matter how ugly this stuff is right now, and to put money back into a lakefront project. So tear the thing down, like you said. I watched them do this in Columbus twice. They put a stadium up on the state fairgrounds for professional soccer. Why doesn't the county commit to that then? That's my point. That's all I'm saying.
50 million, 10,000 seats.
That's, no, it's more than 10,000. You can put more than 10,000 seats in a soccer stadium.
No, but that,
and that's, you could also use it for concerts if you wanted to, or whatever you want.
Andy, that's the scope of the project for the soccer stadium.
I understand, Darryl. But if they've got, if the county has money, why wouldn't they do it? I do want to get to another subject here, so we're going to run out of time.
I don't like it when mommy and daddy fight.
It's all right. That's why it's always game day in Cleveland. Listen, Darryl, what was your count on throws yesterday for the four quarterbacks that we saw?
I did not keep statistics.
What?
Thank you, Darryl. Thank you.
So, Darryl, I have the most important stat in front of me right here.
I did not care that much to keep stats because you want to know why?
Why, Darryl?
Those numbers don't matter.
That's right, Darryl.
Darryl, let me give you the numbers that do matter. I have them. I wrote them down yesterday. They were important. When Kevin Stefanski did his press conference yesterday, let me make sure I got this right. He said, I don't want to mess this up. Where'd my numbers go? He did not mention either one of the rookie quarterbacks. He mentioned Kenny three times and Joe once.
Okay.
Just saying. What does that tell us?
Nothing. I'm trying to think if we asked about... He was asked about Shador. I think he was asked two questions about Shador.
Didn't say his name.
You're really, really digging deep on that one, Baskin.
Well, what I'm saying is it sounds to me like the veterans are his focus and the rookies are what they are, rookies.
Well, he did have them split up for some 7-on-7, 11-on-11. He had Pickett and Flacco on one field, and then he had Gabriel and Sanders on the other field, and he did that so that he could get them the reps that they need. I asked him, are you grading on a little bit of a different scale because you're not putting the starters over with the rookies, you're putting them with the vets? And he said, no, you're still grading on all the metrics that we grade the quarterbacks on. So I'll give Kevin credit in what is, in my view, a challenging situation to try and run a four-man quarterback competition right now. I think he came up with a fairly reasonable solution to this, and I have a feeling that this is what we're going to be seeing going forward and maybe even into training camp, where he's going to split those guys up and run sessions on multiple fields so that he can get guys as many reps as possible, as opposed to we're just sitting there, you know, watching one drill on one field, and you know, then you're very limited in how you can split those.
I threw this out and got about 30 seconds. I hope somebody beats out Joe Flacco because it means that you might have a quarterback who could be here long term. Can one of these guys beat out Joe, or do you think Joe's the front runner?
I think it's too early.
Okay.
In my views, looking at it from the Browns' perspective, I would venture a guess that they would think that Kenny Pickett is their front runner, right? And Joe Flacco is their backup plan if Pickett doesn't work out. Because I can't imagine they're sitting there saying, we want to start Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders in week one.
I would agree with you. Yep, I would agree.
All right, Darryl, we have run out of time. Tomorrow you can have my chair and you can talk to Jeff. How's that sound?
You and me tomorrow, D.
That's right. I totally forgot about that. The days blend together.
Well, I'm glad we reminded you because I didn't want to go solo. Thanks.
Goodbye, Darryl.
I guess I'll see you tomorrow, Jeff.
I can't wait.
Peace. See you later.
See you, buddy.
Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders. And the way that things were broken out yesterday, the rookies were basically on one field and the vets were on another. And then they got out other opportunities, but the way it is... is because Jeff and I obviously were on the air. We weren't out there yesterday, but the way everything reads and the way things have been said about that, that's the way things kind of play out in Berea. Jeff made the point about Joe Flacco that if he is a starting quarterback, then something, and I'm paraphrasing her, things went sideways, right? Is that right? to say if Joe's the starting quarterback week one, you think things went sideways?
Not sideways as much as maybe you're hoping, I think, you're hoping to find one of the young guys. And I consider Pickett a young guy. He's just going into his fourth year.
Mm-hmm.
You're hoping one of the young guys shows you enough that makes you intrigued and excited about the possibility of maybe having a long-term answer. Maybe having a long-term answer. You have the draft picks for next year to pull it off if you want to go some in another direction. But wouldn't it be great if Shedeur Sanders went out and was just phenomenal, or Dylan Gabriel, or Kenny Pickett, and you think, well, we might have somebody here. Then you don't have to force it next year. But if a great quarterback fell to you, or you were in position to take a guy that you were really high on, you could do that too.
I don't, just there were reports yesterday that Sanders was 7 of 9 with 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, great.
So
let me have somebody in pads coming at me, ready to take my head off.
If that's the case, I would make him the starting quarterback right now, because that means that they would have had 21. Well, I'm assuming they made the extra point. At least 21 points, and there
Let's
you go.
Go with
now
18.
Now you're
Dustin Hopkins had some issues.
You've already had him missing three extra points.
No, let's just go baseline and go 18.
Now, let's just say he missed one and they went for two the other time. Although that's bad against Shedeur if they didn't get in. Although it could be the running backs. I don't know. We're
maybe it's still.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And Gabriel.
Maybe it is. So this notion of, and Daryl brought it up, having to have a head coach juggle four quarterbacks in OTAs or training camp, I don't think it's that big a deal. I really don't. If you have in your mind what you want to see and who you believe truly can be the starter, and again, Kevin was asked on the morning show the other day by Ken, and Ken's like, nope, I'm not giving you any insight on this. But if you know who your quarterbacks are in your mind and it doesn't change, then four quarterbacks at this point in the season is normal. Every team's got four quarterbacks in right now. Because you're going to go into camp with four quarterbacks. Every team is going to go into camp with four quarterbacks. How you divide the preseason is how you determine, I think, what's happening towards the regular season. And by the way, how many times have you seen the starting quarterback not even take the field in the preseason? The Browns have been known to do that.
But the other teams with four quarterbacks, Andy, are guys who are, two or three guys that you have to compete. And then, little Stevie ready to throw some passes. Hey, Stevie, throw some balls. We need somebody to throw. This is legit four guys who have real chances to make this roster and maybe even real chances to play. I get an email from Doug. Says he doesn't think we're giving Dylan Gabriel enough credit. And Doug's a Sanders fan. Mm-hmm. I think we are giving Dylan Gabriel some credit. Andy, he intrigues me. As I've said, if he were 6'3 or 6'4, he'd have been a first-round pick. With his productivity in college, I eliminate the rookies from the starting conversation. I received a text from somebody who was at OTAs
mm-hmm.
and observing, a media member.
Yeah.
Veteran quarterbacks are just ahead of the rookies. It's not even close. Well, that's to be expected, don't you think?
Wait a second. They're just ahead. It's not even close? That contradicts itself.
No, they're just flat out ahead of the rookies, basically.
Oh, saying that there's no question.
There's no question, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
But if that's true, then don't you think they would want to lean into Kenny Pickett then?
Well, I think they are. Honestly, Andy, if Pickett's not your starter week one, it means one of the two rookies just lit it up and was really good. Or it means that Kenny wasn't. Because honestly, and it's nothing against Joe Flacco. If you have to start a 40-year-old quarterback this year, after drafting two and trading for another who was a first-round pick, it'll be like, okay, well, when could we get Drew Aller? Is Arch coming out?
Isn't that plan B, don't you think?
Well, yeah, but...
Or, Jeff, wouldn't it be nice, plan A?
And it might be. But in the meantime, wouldn't it be okay to have a 26-year-old former first-round pick who Terry Bradshaw loves become your starting quarterback and maybe be able to be a starting quarterback at the very least, Andy? What if he goes out and has a good year? And then you get a really high pick in next year's draft, or you can trade up because you have a couple of number ones and other assets. You can trade up and get a guy you really want, and you could trade pick.
Are we going to sit here for months now
and
try to figure this out?
You bet we are. We're not going to have to figure it out too long. They're going to get into the preseason. We're going to see preseason games, and we're going to know. We'll know soon enough.
I don't even know if that's true, though, Jeff.
You don't have to see Flacco at all in the preseason. Joe's like the baseline.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It to me, the entire camp, everything is just this. All right? We know what Joe can give us. Period. And if no one surpasses that, then Flacco's your starter. My hope is that somebody surpasses that. And if I had to take a hunch as to who it would be, I would think that mm-hmm. it would be Pickett.
I don't know what we're going to learn from preseason either. Remember when Dorian Thompson-Robinson was here, people wanted him. and Deshaun got hurt, and they told Dorian the day of the game against the Ravens that he was going to start, and the fans were electric. They want DTR, DTR.
Everybody loves the non-starting quarterback unless the starting quarterback is a beast.
Yeah, but what you see in preseason too doesn't necessarily mean what you're going to get in the regular season. If that would have been the trajectory for DTR, he'd probably be the starting quarterback right now. If things had worked out, they just don't seem to work out that way for this franchise. So I don't even know if you're even going to be able to kind of tell in the preseason who your starting quarterback is going to be. Because if you're the head, like if you're Kevin Stefanski and you think Flacco is going to be your starting quarterback, are you really going to play him that much during the preseason? Okay, here you go. Let's get a drive in the first game. Okay, he's out after two drives. We've seen enough.
Well, the one guy you don't have to play is Flacco. Yeah. I mean, you know what you have.
They may look at it and say the one guy we don't have to play is Pickett.
I would disagree with that.
I normally would disagree. I'd be on the same page as you. But I've seen what they do during the preseason, Jeff. And if they've got a starting quarterback and they want to lean into him to start the year, sometimes you won't see him a whole lot during the preseason.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'll give you that. And that would mean what? It would mean that in training camp, it became very clear who is your best quarterback, or at least best quarterback to serve as your starter at the beginning of the year.
All right, I'm going to jump back in on this, too. There's some other Bronze stuff I want to get to, too. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps. 92.3, The Fan.
Click, click, click.
Guardians with a big win yesterday. They have the day off today. They hosted one Los Angeles team, and now they're going to play the other Los Angeles team starting tomorrow. They got a bunch of giveaways this weekend, too. I love the big billboards downtown when they're doing the T-shirts and the bobblehead giveaways. It's hard not to see those. They're effective advertising. I just want you to know that.
Apparently so.
It's kind of cool stuff. I do want to talk about the Guardians, and we're going to do that in a second here. You guys had a major conversation that I was intrigued with, you and Jax did, during one of our breaks, and I just need to know if this is a temporary thing or if this is a permanent thing?
Is it a fad or what do you mean?
Yeah, so you know where I'm going with this thing. So I'm just like, is this going to be a part of our daily lives moving forward, or is this just we're going to look back and say, oh, that was the
mid-2020s.
They were the 2020, like the way we look at polyester in the 70s. You know what I'm saying? Like you can tell when there's a picture taken from the 70s, right? You get it. Maybe even 80s, 90s,
big
right?
Big hair with the 80s.
Yeah. Big hair now, 2020s. Isn't
it? No.
I don't know.
Thanks.
Self-deprecating. Yes. So can we relive this conversation here, Jax? Because Jeff asked you a very important question.
Yeah, he told me that his son has the same mustache as me, and he asked, why do I have the mustache? And I said, it's because I can't really grow a beard, and it might be a little bit of the Paul Skeens effect or the Kyle Manzardo effect.
See, here's the thing. Jax, your mustache, though visible, isn't great. It's not like Tom Selleck full.
No,
you know what I mean?
No.
Nor is my son's. And there are a lot of guys your age. You're in your early 20s, right?
Yeah,
23. There are a lot of guys in your early 20s who have these mustaches that look certainly much better than anything I could ever grow. But, you know, you're not Tom Selleck. You're not Wilford Brimley, for God's sake, back in the day. And I just wonder, are mustaches really coming back? Or is it just these young guys in their early 20s who are growing these mustaches because they can? I wonder.
I'm slightly jealous.
I'll readily admit. You know,
I have such a baby face. Like I feel like I need some sort of facial hair, and I can't grow a beard. So this is the next best thing, I guess.
Well, it's not a bad mustache. You know.
Well, thank you.
I mean, it's visible.
It needs more depth to it. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Young.
It does. I don't get it.
He's working on it.
This is what grows.
I have visions like my kids.
It's the same thing.
My father pulled me into the bathroom and said, man, your face looks dirty. It looks like you have dirt underneath your nose. We need to shave this thing right now. And that was it. And my mom was outside the bathroom screaming, you're taking away. He's not a boy anymore. No. It was.
She sounded like Mr. Bill.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, no. Oh, no. There goes his mustache. Mr. Hand.
No, it was just one of those moments. And then, like, I had a mustache moment yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't, are you, you're a Marvel guy at all?
You can grow a mustache, can't you?
No, I really, it looks goofy. I don't have, it's not thick enough.
You can grow a beard.
I don't
you
think
never
so.
Let it go,
no.
though.
I'm 5 o'clock shadow guy. That's
well,
about
you're
it.
You're 5 o'clock shadow guy in like 2 days.
I'll be honest, though. It didn't hit me until my 40s
you
that I
grow,
was able to do that.
You could grow a real serious beard if you wanted to.
I don't think so.
I'll bet you could. I'll bet it would look good.
Well, you want to do it for charity?
I'll bet it would look good.
Grow a beard for charity?
Not me.
No, me.
Andy, I can't grow any hair anywhere I want to. But I don't want to grow there.
I do
there,
find
I'm
it interesting
okay.
that sometimes
not good.
Men who are follically challenged have no problem
growing it on their face,
on their chest, on their legs, like all over. Like,
see, if I tried to grow a goatee, I would, you know, all guys who are challenged like me on the top, when we try to grow goatees, we all look like Bobby Rahal or Billy Joel.
Yeah.
Everybody looks the same.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to do that. And I don't know that I could anyway. Mm-hmm. I might get 2 weeks into trying to grow a goatee, and it doesn't look anywhere even as good as Jack's mustache.
All right, let me bring up this Marvel thing.
I don't bother.
Did you Captain America's the new one was on?
Okay, yeah.
Is on what was I watching? On Disney last night. Yeah. So I went back and watched it again, and it's really hard not to see William Hurt in these movies because he passed away. And I totally forgot he passed away until yesterday. And William Hurt in the original Hulk movie had this goofy mustache.
And they put it on Harrison Ford, and it looked horrible.
Yeah, and then, you know, so Harrison Ford took over the role for this latest movie. It just would have felt so much better if William Hurt was there. Because William Hurt was a cartoon character with that mustache. And then to come back and watch this, saw it, right?
My parents watched it last night, too, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Maybe because was it in the theaters? I don't even remember.
It was there, yeah.
It was in the theaters for like 30 seconds,
yeah, I saw it
right?
In theaters. Wasn't great, but.
No, and then so I watched it last night, but it's hard to watch that. I mean, Indiana Jones playing President Ross, right? Or former military guy Ross, just it didn't flow. But the mustache was the problem. And they even made a joke about it in the movie.
Yeah, and it was only like one scene that he had. It was a throwback scene.
Yeah.
But it threw off everything.
Yeah, I would have a little more Liv Tyler in that too, right? Like she shows up at the end. I'm not ruining the movie for anybody.
No, not great.
No, I was really disappointed with it.
I met Liv Tyler.
Yeah, how'd that go? This I got to hear about. Awkward moments for one. Hi, your dad's music is good? How was your conversation? I could just see you meet Liv Tyler and be like, your dad, good artist. Yeah, at least that's the way I would have been. I would have been like...
Way to include yourself.
That's how I would have been. I imagine that we're cut from the same cloth on that. How was that dynamic interview?
I'm smart enough. If I meet somebody like Liv Tyler, I just say, hi, nice to meet you. Enjoy your work. Boom. Don't say anything more. You don't sound like an idiot.
And did she respond?
Yeah, she was very nice. She was very pleasant.
Oh, Mr. Stalker, nice to meet you.
Well, I was standing there, and she actually walked up to me.
Really?
And she said, how do you put up with that Baskin guy every day?
See, that would have been cool. That would have been, at least she knows I'm annoying. I don't have a problem with that.
Actually met her at a Cavs Bobcats game back in the day. When
in Charlotte or here?
In Charlotte. She was in Charlotte doing a movie.
And did you talk to her? Did you put her on camera or anything?
No, we just chatted for very little bit.
Okay, so Jeff Phelps is talking to Liv Tyler about what?
We didn't have a conversation.
You said you talked to her.
Well, I did.
Okay.
You can talk without having a major conversation.
What did you say? Hey, Love in an Elevator was just a great tune from your dad, man. I loved it. Did you bring up Jackson Brown or anything?
You're the worst.
What did you talk to her about?
I don't know, Andy.
You don't remember?
You might stalk enough that you would write it down and rehearse it.
And this has nothing to do with stalking.
Remember it like crazy.
No,
I just remembered having a very short conversation with Liv Tyler. I don't know what I said. Very pretty gal.
She didn't say anything like, I wasted 1,000 kisses on you?
She was great. Yeah, she was great in That Thing You Do.
Yeah, she was.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
That might be her best movie.
She was great in it. The scene when she hears the song on the transistor radio.
It's on the radio.
And she's mailing a letter.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's a great scene. That'll bring tears to your eyes.
You're calling me a stalker. You remember every frame of that movie.
I remember the movie.
No, you remember every frame of the movie. You're like,
That's one of the best scenes. It's a great scene. Tom Hanks has done so much great stuff. It's my favorite Tom Hanks movie.
46 minutes in, 24 seconds, and 13 frames.
Why do you have to always take things to the creepy stage? What's that say about you?
I'm not the creepy one. You remember, like, to the frame.
I remember movie scenes.
I know.
I also remember when Thomas Scott's in the bar and sees his idol, Del Paxson.
Oh, yeah. Skins. They call me Skins. I still can't believe that you talked to Liv Tyler, but you can't remember what you talked about. Hey, how about this game? And what really would have impressed me is if you would have said...
I think I said hello, Andy.
You called her Andy. That's bad, too. She would have been laughing at you.
I confused her for Andy McDowell.
Yes.
It's a joke.
So you don't remember?
I think I've made that clear.
Yeah, I'm disappointed by this. I'm very disappointed.
I started with, hello, Liv. And she said, hello. And then I said, I really like your work. Why, thank you so very much. That I wrote it all down, Andy, so that I could recite it 15 years later on the radio.
I told you my meathead story 2 days ago, and I remember every minute of that. That I couldn't remember.
I met
Groat's
Meathead's
disease.
Wife. You want to ask me what I said to Penny Marshall?
Yeah, what'd you say? Yeah, what'd you say to Penny?
I've already told you that too many times.
I know, but it's not. It's a story worth telling again.
Move along.
You're not going to tell me the story.
No.
All right. Can we go back to the Guardians? I hate the way you've derailed the show. You won't give us any information on that. So they pick up the win yesterday. Impressive win because they were able to come from behind. Liv.
Oh, golly. I do this every day with you.
Yes, you do. Sorry. Is that the energy they needed going into this weekend, Jeff?
They always need energy.
They're still six back.
All I know is that we sat here yesterday and said, you know, when they fall behind in a game, that offense just does not give you the confidence that they can come back and that they can put up four or five runs in an inning and get right back into the game. And what did they do yesterday, Andy? Those little buggers, they put up five. Take that, Baskin.
That's you.
Take
you were
that,
the one
Phelps.
That was, yes, it's on you. Well, maybe they need us for inspiration.
Yeah, maybe that's it. All I know is they put up five runs in the eighth.
How about Nolan Jones coming off the bench yesterday, 3-for-3?
Yeah, that's my fingers are crossed that guy finds it. And it's not him in particular. It's what he represents. And what he represents is a 6'6 guy who can hit it really hard. They don't have any of those guys. This team has lacked that for some time. You know, big guy, hit hard. Do it consistently. And, you know, when they brought him back for Tyler Freeman, I was very enthused because I hated the fact that they traded him. And it wasn't him in particular. Again, it was what he represented. Big guy can hit the ball hard. This organization has not done a very good job of developing those guys in recent years. And that's why I'm hoping like crazy that him going 3-for-3 yesterday and coming up with a key hit in that five-run inning, then it was, you know, it was just a ground ball through the left side. But, okay, he went 3-for-3. If he could start to hit, Andy... What a nice addition to the middle of that lineup.
Well, could you? I mean, even and no one wants Stephen Kwan hurt. Obviously, he's got right wrist inflammation.
Yeah, they don't.
Stephen
think it's
Kwan
serious.
Said that he should be back tomorrow. Yeah. But even if you look at the box score from yesterday's game, you got eight hits out of the top three spots.
And I keep thinking about Angel Martinez. He's been terrific, and I keep thinking
and Santana had 3-2 effort.
I keep thinking about Martinez, real deal or mirage. And he's 23. The answer is we don't know yet, you know? But he's looked really good. I think he's done a really nice job. And you need to sort out this outfield. The only thing locked in is Stephen Kwan in left field. Lane Thomas now has plantar fasciitis on the top of his other issue when he had the groin problem. I think it was a groin problem. And oblique, whatever he had, it kept him out a while. Is he going to be in center? What's going to happen in right? Does Martinez factor in there? Or Does it? Well, let's continue this.
All right, we'll keep going. And then also, you got a list. I want to hear this interesting list that we were going to talk about too.
All right.
So we'll get to that. Chris Rose coming up in the next hour.
Based on Shohei.
Based on Shohei Ohtani. All right, let's do that when we come back. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.